Blog Talk Radio.
It's a world where robots reign supreme and radioactive nymphomaniac plants sleep with scarily mature women dressed as schoolgirls. A grown woman was abandoned in the Japanese countryside by her dead ninja parents, taken in by a lonely master.
I didn't order anime, whore.
Trained in the dark arts.
Why do I always have to wear such skimpy clothing for training?
Merchandising, of course!
Princess Robot Bubblegum, the anime star, is back, along with Saki, her teleporting animal sidekick. Watch as she battles an alien armada and deals with bad translations and dubbing.
Dead body freezer box telephone!
Only a hyper-sexualized nerd's fantasy can save humanity by sleeping with it. It's anime at its finest, with incomprehensible narrative, wretched dialogue, and creepy misogynistic sexuality. Princess Robot Bubblegum, it's finally here. The new adventures of an anime superstar. Watch it, only on CNT.
Princess Robot Bubblegum!
The 20-year-old me would just go the hell off. And what you young people are saying, chimp now, I think. I don't know about that. That doesn't sound controlled. I've always had control.
If you don't listen to Weekend Edition, one, you're an idiot, and two, you have no idea what I'm talking about here. Let me fill you in a little bit.
So what we thought we'd do, if you know this show, you've seen this before, sort of. What we decided to do, because it was a new word to me, I got to be honest, this whole doxing thing. So we set up a couple situations where we thought maybe.
I was the wrong thing to say. My uncle looked at me and he goes, "You're going to regret that." It was in fun, under troll, and I want to first apologize to you for that.
The truth be known. That's what this show is called, The Truth. I have to tell the truth because I have this thing called a conscience.
And I have a robot that right from, and I want to ask you something.
I am so happy that you're here, Debbie.
I am here, and so are you.
Somebody
I've
will talk to me.
I've
been
Jesus.
Isolated and alone all day.
So you know that when I die, gonna set me up with the spirit in the sky.
Now, tell me, who are you?
K-I-L-A. 186. Deuce.
The worldwide radio show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk show.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
This is the stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
Now, tell me.
Deuce.
The worldwide radio show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk show.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
This is the stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
Begin.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So what the hell's going on here?
So here goes nothing. I don't even know what this is, but here we go.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to K-I-L.
Once again, we welcome our radio audience listening in most of these United States.
I love this.
Unbelievable. Oh, yes, we're getting this.
see.
Today is Thursday,
Thursday night.
And we are live.
And we're live.
You're watching action adventures like Hollywood and Broadway and all points in between. There is nothing quite like
186.2.
The worldwide radio show.
Yeah. The number one ranked show in all of the
world. And I'm so glad that all of you are joining us here on the all new
Thursday night.
And we are live.
And we're live.
Well, yeah, you know, I've actually heard Goofy's show. It's really about nothing.
Everyone down at 213 knows that Goofy Bone is the biggest bitch that's ever existed. He can't...
Hold on. You can't substantiate that, you dumb son of a bitch.
This guy has absolutely gone off the deep end.
Debbie Daly's talking trash about that fat failure Goofy Bone.
I could not care less.
A woman? Or is that a man?
It's a man, baby!
Can't do it!
If you could spend 1 week as the one fat Mexican and then call back and give us your opinion, then you might feel a little differently.
The one fat Mexican? Were you talking about Goofy Bone?
No.
Join the show by calling in right now.
567-314-6366 and then 646-595. 4136 and then pound.
And here at the Worldwide Radio Show, we are here to entertain, not to be anyone's friend. So, as you know, everything goes.
Say it, Debbie. His content had gotten pretty off the chain. He was just like out of control. Drinking, burping, screaming obscenities, yelling, hanging up on people. Fuck you, fuck.
Everything. What about, man, fuck Goofy Bone, Debbie? Fuck Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone ain't nothing but a ghost clone.
So what is it about Goofy Bone that, it's just repulsive? It's obvious that everybody finds this guy repulsive.
After they get their buzz on, they gotta listen to Goofy Bone. That's like, it's the customer service at its worst, baby.
Hey, engineer. Put on some
Thursday night.
And we are live.
And we're live.
We're now live.
Yeah, it's really neat. I think you'll like
it. Goofy ain't shit. Goofy ain't nothing. Goofy ain't nothing, baby. Goofy ain't nothing.
Oh, yes, we are back. Apparently, Mechazelle is having some technical difficulties on connecting with the show. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But we're here. Chewbacca's here. I see Chewbacca here. I'm here. I'm all fucked up. Trying to relate, folks, because, you know, my homeboy Semo came through and, you know, he had some bomb-ass fucking chronic. Some sticky-icky. Yeah, he came through and fucking roll a blunt. Shit. So I got a little bit high. What? That's fucking crazy. That's fucking, that's weird. Something's going on. I don't know. Chewbacca's telling me he's trying to get Mechazawa on the line. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're having some technical difficulties, you know. Since we've been on vacation, we forgot how this shit works. Uh-oh. I'm sorry, that's what they fucking gave me, Jesus. But anyway, the show must go on, Mechazawa. If you can't call in, then that's your fucking fault. Nothing I can fucking do. But anyways. Welcome one, welcome all. Yes, I am your brown color commentator. Not because I was trying to get in, so don't think that I'm putting everything on hold and not even paying attention to Mechazawa. Don't worry. They'll figure it out. I don't know. But anyways, fuck the dumb shit. What's up, people? How y'all doing? Shit, I am your brown color commentator. I'm the great Goofy Bone. We're just chilling here doing what we do. The phone lines are wide open. Shit. Hero. Like, everything's got to be so fucking bloody nowadays. I mean, Jesus Christ. Blood everywhere. My homeboy Devin the Dude lives out there in Lafayette, Louisiana. And out there, there's a movie theater that was shot up today. Can you believe that shit? For what? And think about this, people. It's a 58-year-old white man. This is what the news has told me. They won't get... But I mean, seriously. What's a 58-year-old fucking white man doing? Killing people with a fucking gun, man. Seriously. At the Grand 16 Theater over there at Lafayette, Louisiana, about 40 miles east of Baton Rouge, if y'all people really want to get technical on where the fuck is that. The shooter with a handgun, the authorities said, apparently 100 people were inside the theater at the time while this guy decided to go on a little fucking rampage. The shooting happened 20 minutes into the movie, the 7 p.m. showing of the movie Trainwreck. Jesus Christ. Can you imagine how you're watching a movie and 20 minutes into it, you gotta worry about some lunatic with a fucking gun? And I bet some people thought it was firecrackers. Anyways, a crowd of people said an older white man was looking at the crowd and just started shooting at people. He wasn't saying anything. I didn't hear anybody else say anything, but he just kept shooting. Now I don't get this shit. I don't understand why individuals have to go into a movie theater and shoot people. Go to a gang neighborhood and shoot gang members. Come into my neighborhood and try to shoot at me. I would love to kill you. Now, don't tell me this fucking idiot did this for the Confederate flag and all this other bullshit. That's all we need. Another flag was defrauded. Somebody used it in their triumph. And now that flag will always be fucking what we call non-recognizable. What we call the devil's flag. I'm telling you, people nowadays, they need to stop with this pussy shit. It pisses me the fuck off. I really don't understand what the hell these people think. For real. I sit here and I ask myself, there's so much things to do in life. So much things. And you're fucking telling me that this old 58-year-old man couldn't wait to die. He would just rather sit there and shoot a movie theater. Get the fuck out of here. Those people aren't programmed to fucking do shit like this. Apparently we got a caller. Is it Mechazawa?
Oh, hey, Goofy. I had to call in on my phone because the fucking Skype button's not working.
Well, what the fuck is going on, man?
I don't know. This ghetto-ass fucking... Good thing I have thousands and thousands of minutes on my phone.
See, I'm trying to fucking see why is that not working. Do you think they stopped their relationship?
I have no idea. It's probably just because, you know, the fucking platform we use for the switchboard is they're shitty. I checked other shows and it's every show.
I don't see the Skype button anywhere.
Yeah, well, there's a Skype button, but it's like you have to have credit to use it. And I'm like, since when? Since when do I have to have credit to call fucking Skype shows?
I don't see any fucking call-in feature. I just pulled up the show.
Yeah. What I see is the Skype plugin, which automatically lets you use Skype when it sees a phone number. So, yeah, you're right. It's not even showing a Skype button.
That's insane.
Yeah, so I had to call in on my fucking cell phone. Ghetto style.
I know. You sound so terrible, Jesus Christ.
Well, thanks. At least I put in some effort here. I mean, I could have just been like, well, fuck it. I'll just say that the Skype button's broken, Goofy will probably not believe me, and then he'll talk shit about me on fucking the show. And then next thing I know, I'll fire up Periscope, you'll be talking shit about me on there, too.
Jesus. Megazawa, just stop it, okay? Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something about Periscope, Goofy. The last couple weeks ago, you wanted to quit Periscope because all the fat chicks on there hated you.
Shut your fucking mouth. I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
What are you fucking talking about? You're acting stupid now. You are acting fucking stupid now. I did not say that.
Look, Goofy, I saw it. I have evidentiary photography of tweets that you made talking about how the women abandoned you on Periscope.
No. They abandoned me, but they gave me my accounts back.
Yeah, okay, Goofy. Anyway, so what's going on? We're talking about that guy that's shooting up people in Louisiana.
I mean, can you believe that?
He had a pretty low score considering, how many people were in that theater. I mean, I don't know if the guy must be blind or something. Was he just wildly shooting around?
No, apparently, according to witnesses, he got up 20 minutes in the theater and just started shooting people.
Well, sometimes you get mad when people are talking on their cell phone all goddamn movie.
That's what I'm talking about. That could have been the problem.
Throwing popcorn, talking on your cell phone, being a nigger. I mean, you being African descent.
No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm looking for Skype issues, and I can't see shit.
Well, I don't think it's a Skype problem. I think it's probably Blog Talk Radio. I mean, the switchboard didn't pay their fucking bill. Skype probably cut them off.
I've
F5 so fucking hard. It's not even funny. Like, I've refreshed the page like 80,000 times.
That's
if,
crazy.
If this was Debbie and you were counting listens, I mean, you'd be way up there.
I mean, I went to another show. They had the Skype button. What the fuck?
Really?
How come we don't got no Skype button? Yeah.
I tried going to another show and they didn't have a Skype button either. So I think it's just fucked up.
That is something weird. I can't fucking.
I'm gonna try going to another live show. Well, I go to the Bible Thumping show. We'll see if they have a Skype button. Yeah, you're right. They have a Skype button. What the fuck?
How come I don't have a Skype button?
Is there something you don't have enabled on the switchboard or something? Some sort of option you unclick?
No. Wait a minute. Shut the fuck up. I got fucking. I don't fucking have no problems.
But where the fuck is the Skype button then? I'm blaming you. Blaming you, Goofy.
Alright, I'm looking in some table of contents here because I don't know why my fucking Skype wouldn't work. This doesn't make any fucking sense. Hey, what was the you haven't called in a while. I was gonna say, well, call in on the old fucking number that you called in on.
The old number? Yeah, except that won't work. It won't work because, you know, it randomly assigned numbers. But besides that, I don't have that in my fucking Skype anymore. It was like 2 months ago.
That is insane. How come I don't have a fucking Skype fucking number thing? Jesus, maybe they don't like me.
I guess so. I guess so, Goofy. They don't like you. Anyway, I guess you know, you can either keep doing the show or end it. I mean, people are complaining about sound quality. Probably because the show's not all about them. Nobody cares about them. And we have to die.
You know what? I don't even know why this stupid bitch even... Get out of here!
Get out of here!
What's with you?
Take your skank retard patrol with you. Nobody wants to do shows about you. Yeah, exactly. Get out of here. The fuck out of here, cunt. Alright, there, you got your race. Now go away.
We don't need some old white lady trying to grease her ass up to try to get fucked over here. Get out of here!
Yeah, don't you have taxes to go pay or something? Oh, that's right. That's supposedly your rental property.
This is a real radio show, and then this fucking piece of shit thinks that she's going to come over here and ruin my fucking show. Get out of here, you stupid bitch. You're a failure in life. Get out of here. You are so fucking pathetic. Look at you. Look at you! Go look at yourself in the mirror and try to smile. Realize that you're so fucked up and so pathetic. Look, you gotta come to a fucking show that doesn't give a fuck about you so you can get your jollies up, so you can fucking make yourself feel more better. Is that all you came to in life? Is this what God created you to do? To try to come over here and hate? Is that what you came to do? That's what I thought. Because you can't do that. You're a piece of shit. Your family's a piece of shit. Your daughter's a piece of shit. Your grandson's a piece of shit. And it'll go down throughout the whole genes until your fucking genes are fucking wiped out. That's why you and Shay are just the same. Because you guys are both failures in life. And it shows through your fucking upbringing. And your fucking offspring. Get out of here. Anyways, enough of yelling at a stupid old fucking white lady. Anyways, Mechazawa, this motherfucker, he fucking went into a movie theater. I just can't fucking believe that you would just have a plot just to shoot people at a movie theater. Go into a gang neighborhood. Go into a gang neighborhood and shoot people. And then we'll see who's tough. Fucking idiot. All these people doing all these stupid stunts. Just like that old bitch in the chat room. Trying to fucking get their name out there. They'll do anything to try to get their name out there. Humiliate themselves. Make themselves look stupid. Just to fucking to have their name out there. And this is so fucking pathetic. Old people like this should be ashamed of themselves. They should have more respect than going into a fucking movie theater, killing innocent victims over a stupid movie. But anyways, that's my beef, Mechazawa. What's up, man? I'm sorry.
I don't want to give any attention to her at all because what she thrives on. She has a husband that hates her. I would hate her. No wonder people go into theaters and shoot up everyone. This is why. Anyway, Goofy, let's meander on. She's going to consider that a win anyway. But yeah. What else has been going on, Goofy? I hear your air conditioner is not working. Is that what I hear?
This morning I woke up, the house was hot, and I wanted to fucking throw the AC on. And the shit kept shooting out fucking heat. And I was all pissed off, and I was like, fuck that shit. So I kept trying to turn it off from the little fucking, you know, mechanical majigging thingy. And the thing wouldn't turn off. So I had to go and turn off my whole power in my house. Just to turn that motherfucker off.
Yeah, except there's like a fuse thing right next to the air conditioner.
I don't know. They're coming over tomorrow to check it out.
Yeah. I'm not even sure. Get ready to bend on over.
I got money. I got insurance on it, so it's not going to cost me any money.
I hope Karen's been selling fake purses in Vegas because you're going to be paying.
Stop with that stupid fucking dox. That's not even real.
What are you talking
I've
about?
I've been periscoping all this fucking time. Where's my wife and kids?
We're talking about... Here's dox. I don't even see anyone doxing. But so where's...
I got insurance on my thing, so... It's not going to fucking cost me a penny. I mean, I see you had to come out of pocket. I feel bad for you, but...
Yeah. You know. Well, that's all right. You know, I bought my house.
Problems. Hey, I got 99 problems, but an air conditioning A1.
Well, okay. Me either. But anyway, I bought my house, and, it was kind of older, so I didn't bother getting the insurance.
I don't mean to clown on you, friend, even though I want to. But your phone, it sounds terrible.
It's because I have it on speakerphone. Here, hold on. Let me take it off speakerphone. I was getting lazy there for a second because I was trying to type. All right, is that better? Is that better, Goofy?
Yeah.
But anyway, when I bought my house, you know, it was like, I bought it, and it was working fine, so I was like, well, I won't get any insurance on it. But I looked at it, it was fucking old as shit. Like, the unit I had there that died was from 1996 or some shit. so yeah. I mean, it had a good long run.
Hold that thought. It's Chewbacca. That stupid bitch is still in the chat room. Ban that stupid bitch. Tell her to fucking march with the marching band. Get that stupid bitch out of here. I don't want to see her. I don't want to see her stupid fucking pathetic dumb fucking typing. Get out of here. That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to deal with these people anymore. Go away already.
Well, see here, Goofy, I am half as smart as I think I am because I got a reaction out of her. This is exactly what I wanted. She and I both know whose house that is.
Mechazawa.
Anyway, Goofy, yeah, it's fucking air conditioning. Yeah, you better get ready to bend the fuck over, buddy. I don't care about you. Your insurance state will probably have like a... Yeah, they'll probably be like the compressor's not covered. Or fucking the coil's not covered.
Everything's covered. They told me everything's covered. I don't have to pay it.
Right.
Shut up, Mac. I'm not you, Mac, okay?
Oh,
I'm not you getting raped.
Man, I got fucked hard on my air conditioning deal.
Do
I'm still waiting for that money. That fucking cocksucker, you know what he told me? You know what that cocksucker told me? He's like, I don't have that kind of money laying around. I have to get it out of my 401k. I'm like, yeah. You think I got fucking $15,000 just laying around waiting to go to fucking air conditioning? I had to get it out of my portfolio. Don't give me that shit. I don't want to hear about how you didn't have the money laying around. Fucking pay me, bitch.
Exactly. Fuck you. Pay me.
Yeah. He's going to get fucked either way because the dude was, like, trying to do shit without permits and fucking, I don't know. He's shady anyway. So, yeah, I'm going to try to get my money back, and then he's probably getting fucked over. But, yeah, fuck.
Well, we all have to live and learn someday.
Yeah. So, the live and learn moral of the story, I guess, is in order to get it done right with new ducts and 10-year warranty on everything and top of the line, everything. It cost me $11,000.
No, I had an insurance. Once you get something, you always add insurance on it. If you can't get insurance, find some insurance to get it on there.
What the hell? Can you hear me, Goofy?
Well, yeah, I can hear you. Why? You can't hear me? What, with the background?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. Yeah, the background went out. But yeah, $11,000. But, I mean, it's good for 10 years. So, I mean, yeah, everything's covered, top of the line. I got a train. Somebody will probably try to tell me I didn't get a train, that I got some fucking rip-off train or something. But, you know, no. I could go take a picture of it. It's a fucking train. Cost me $11,000 with ductwork and fucking the thermostat and everything. New electrical and permits. Yeah. It's not cheap. Well, let me tell you what, Goofy, that train's fucking quiet as a motherfucker. I was all paranoid the first day I had it because my refrigerator is actually louder than the fucking air conditioner, which I'm not used to.
I can't believe my Skype button is not fucking working. What the fuck is
wrong? Fucking ETR is chewing you.
You know, I'm not gonna dock your pay, but I mean,
hey, look, this isn't my fault. Why would you dock my pay?
No, I'm just telling you, I'm not gonna dock your pay.
Yeah,
because I mean, you sound
the
like
whole cell phone thing sucks. Though I'll tell you what, my hands heating up, my fucking ears getting hot.
Well, I'm sorry. This is
sound quality is not good.
This is what happens.
I know. I blame you. I blame you and your Bean and Cheese connection.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck's wrong. That's trying to piss me off.
Maybe it's because you rescheduled the show. I don't know.
Maybe it was because I rescheduled shows. Maybe
yeah, you know what it probably is? They used to do maintenance like right around now, and they wouldn't let you schedule shows. Probably what it is.
Nah, because I just went to somebody else's chat room and they're fucking
Yeah, but if they already had the show going before when we started, they probably already had their Skype button. I don't know. That's my theory.
Oh, you know. Oh no, no. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, there should be no problem.
I don't know. We have a chat room, but no Skype button.
That is fucking weird. I don't fucking know.
Quality of the show is going downhill. Anyway, Goofy, did you see that article I tweeted about the troll, the people harassing some dude in real life, like to the point where they broke into his house and his car and fucking sent him death threats and shit? This dumbass left all kinds of evidence all over the internet about all the shit that he did to this kid. I'm like, oh, he's fucking retard. I mean, I was talking to Goose about that. I was like, I don't even consider that trolling. He doesn't consider it trolling either. It's harassment at that point.
Well, you know, Mechazawa, all these cyber bullies, they're fucking out here fucking acting stupid. And they can't even They can't even handle their own fucking beef.
Most of them are kids to begin with, you know, they don't have any goddamn sense. Or they're autists. Like, that's like the common thing between all these people that get bullied on the internet. They're all, like, autistic. Like, you know, you'd think their parents would keep them off the internet. What in the fuck is that? Well, apparently someone's chimping out on Goofy Bones' Savage Tyrone.
Hey, did you watch the Savage Tyrone? I love
Everyone sees Savage Tyrone, Goofy. You know, it's pretty popular. How did you know? How did you think I knew what it was?
No, that wasn't Savage Tyrone. That was somebody else, but...
No, it might as well
that's
be.
Savage Tyrone, man, that's a real motherfucker.
He's a bald motherfucker, Goofy. He's bald.
I got a bald head.
Yeah, he's bald. Did you see the episode though when he tried to pull that shit on? He tried to pull that shit on some black lady, like old black lady, and she like slapped the shit out of him. He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Oh, that old black guy.
Yeah.
He's
like, "What'd you say?"
Guess her grandson or some shit like that. And fucking, she came out of the woodwork, started slapping his ass. The motherfucker was, oh, I'm sorry. Now, there's this one where Tyrone's walking and there's some little guy, he's smoking weed. And he goes, oh, yeah, we gonna smoke good tonight. So he grabs his weed. And that guy gets up, he's like, what the fuck? And he tries to hit that fool with all he got. And that fool just choke slams him on the park bench. Fucking, he tells his homeboy, he's like, come here, get his boxers. I want his boxers, so they're taking him.
Why? You haven't humiliated him enough, you gotta take his underwear?
Oh, man. I got a bald fucking head. Oh, shit. You gotta love
anyway,
man.
Anyway, if you remember Techno Viking? Remember the Techno Viking?
No, I don't remember the Techno Viking.
Well, anyway, most people remember Techno Viking. He's this really cool cool dude that he saw some woman get knocked into at a dance festival and then, you know, like danced up the street after he regulated on the dude. Well, it turns out he's homo gay, and the guy he threatened, they got gay married, and they have homo gay sex all the time. And he didn't want to be popular because he's homo gay, I guess. But yeah, now he's allowed himself to be interviewed, and I dropped a link to the interview in chat. Anyways, yeah, that's the Techno Viking.
I got a warning to all my New York friends out there and listeners. Apparently the Reds have gone wild. I have New York listeners out there. They listen to the show.
Well, they already know about rats because they live in New York. I mean, New York's infested with rats.
No. I mean, there's so much rats out in New York. I mean, they're hiding in your own cars now, people.
That doesn't surprise me. They're just looking for a warm place to live, Goofy, just like everyone else. Looking for a warm place to live and not pay taxes on. You know?
That is
you know what I'm saying?
Disgusting.
Well, yeah.
Chewbacca, put that in the chat room. Jesus Christ. Look at this article, ladies and gentlemen. My God.
That's pretty terrible, Goofy.
That's all you need is go out on a date and you're taking some bitch out and a bunch of rats coming out your wheel. Jesus Christ.
Surprise, bitch!
Imagine it. Imagine you drop her off, you're taking off, and next thing you know, a bunch of rats are flying out your wheel. That is fucking... Oh, God, I can't believe it.
That's when you'd be like, all right, you feel free to keep those. Have a good night. Spray paint them a little bit. To be like, those aren't rats, those are fucking... cats. Yeah, they're cats. You know, you spray paint them little cat colors. She'll never know the difference.
My God, I just can't believe that nobody has done anything. I mean, rats have been the symbol of New York. I mean, you know, we got Master Splinter. Rats have been the symbol of New York, all the time, but I mean, there's so many of them. Are you fucking serious? Can we get at least sticky traps so we can kill these motherfuckers?
I think it's gonna take more than 50 traps. Anyway, did you see this?
Sticky traps.
Did you see this, Goofy? Doctors in Asia. They saved a man's hand by grafting it onto his leg for a month. Check it out. There's pictures.
Wait a minute. Say that again?
Yeah, this guy severed his hand, and the doctor saved it by grafting it onto his leg for a month.
And then he put it back on his hand?
Yeah, they're going to put it back on his hand.
Oh,
check it out, Goofy.
That.
There's pictures.
I know. I'm looking at it. Jesus. Oh, God. I wonder if the hand was moving while he was in the leg. I got a scratch.
I doubt they hooked all the nerves and shit up like that.
Oh, my God. That is disgusting.
That's just going to, like, why? Man. Why would they even do that? Like, why don't they just let it go at that point, you know?
But, like, why would you think of connecting it there? Like, what did you think
of
by your thigh?
It's gonna be fucked either way. I mean, when they reattach it, it's not like it's gonna work.
Oh my God. I mean, Jesus Christ. That is straight up disgusting. That I'm even discussing. Why, like you said, why even save it at that point? Should just cut it off. I mean, fuck, I'll be mad if I didn't lose it. If I lost an arm, like if I was like Anakin Skywalker, I would put a mechanical fucking arm, hand on my fucking...
They actually are starting to get those now, Goofy. Have you seen them? Like, they have actual, like, robot hands they're putting on people.
Well, I did see the one that fucking Robert Downey Jr. was there with that little kid. And he gave him, like, a, you know, an Iron Man fucking hand. But that's crazy. I mean,
I've seen, like, I've seen some that it picks up brain waves and shit and moves the hand.
Yeah, I'm going to say in 10 years, it's going to be fully capable. Like, people aren't probably going to give a fuck if they lost their fucking leg. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't care. Yeah. It's fucking...
Make me a cyborg. No big deal.
It's like, no, fuck. Imagine all RoboCop'd out. Fucking just walking the streets. Who's this tin can of a man? Hey, motherfucker. I had a bad accident. Like, what the fuck?
Well, the next wave of getting high is here, Goofy. Check it out. There's going to be brain implants for you to deliver drugs to yourself.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Yep, you're going to have brain implants to deliver drugs, remote control. Boom.
How are they going to do it? Are they going to plug me in like Neo?
Apparently, you know, maybe you download your shit off the internet. I don't know.
Can I get some brainwave credits, please?
Yeah. They're going to have, like, brain juice junkies.
I can't believe some of the shit that they're coming up with. I mean, Jesus Christ, what happened to smoking a blunt?
You know, I haven't smoked an actual blunt in like 5 years.
Well, that's your fucking problem, Mekazawa. If you'd watch me on Periscope, you see me smoke about 20.
I know. Jesus Christ. I don't know how your lungs don't just collapse.
Because I'm a mutant, Mech.
I guess that the tobacco does to your lungs, the marijuana, you know, it fixes it.
Shit. I'll tell you right now, Mech. Everything in me is perfect.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you do have that loyalty for cheese fries tattoo.
Okay, I just outside.
You do have that loyalty before cheese fries tattoo and your CM Punk hair and your fucking caterpillar eyebrows. That's a unibrow.
You know, you're becoming a hater now, Mekazawa, so...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's a hater. You know, I hear that word get thrown around a lot. Hater, you know.
Well, since we have an old criticize. In the chat room... You were jealous, Mekazawa. You were just jealous.
I am. I'm jealous that, you know, I can just whip fucking 11 grand out of my portfolio. Man, I'm jealous. That means I didn't touch actual money in my account. I whipped it out of my portfolio. Invested money.
I did. How do you think
Shazam.
They always tax me in the end, but I don't give a fuck.
They were trying to get me to do some fucking, financing shit. I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, what if I want to sell the house in, like, 3 years? Yeah, they wanted me to finance it.
What are you talking about? Like a 30-year finance with the house or what?
It was, like, 10 years, like, the same as the warranty. But I was like, what if I want to sell the house in, like, 2 or 3 years? I'm like, I'm going to strap down on paying this fucking, you know. Thing. Well, I guess you would pay it off, you know, out of the fucking principal of the house, but still, I mean, you know, I'd rather just pay it in one lump sum than have it up in the future having to be paid off.
Well, at least, you know, if you do sell the house, you can always say, hey, this is new.
Yeah, right, oh, shit.
Paperwork.
All you gotta do is go look at the fucking thing. It's brand new. The 2015
no, saying,
on it, brand
some,
new, the train
some,
thing.
Some people like paperwork, like me. I like to see everything.
Oh, yeah. I have this gigantic file with everything on my house. Yeah, I have a gigantic file of my house that has all that shit with my deeds and everything. Which, you know, some people say don't exist, but, you know, whatever. Whatever.
Anyways, Mekazawa, Chewbacca's waving his hand. He's telling us that we need to take a commercial break. So
a commercial break.
We're going to take a commercial break.
Oh, good. I can take the phone down off my ear for 5 seconds.
Go take a fucking commercial break. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a commercial break, but we will be back right after this.
Kung Fu Rainbow Laser Boys.
We're reclaiming the rainbow.
Kung Fu Rainbow Laser Force, the upper middle class superhero team that protects your innocence any way they can. They are Tallulah, Sebastian Caden, Zoe, Quota, and Dirk.
We don't tolerate difference.
We're heterosexual overdam.
Yeah! Fighting evil in multicolored skin, tie cut off suspended.
Cow!
I'm happy to wait.
CNT.
His porn collection is alphabetized backwards. If you were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When he's sad, it rains somewhere in the world. He is the most electrifying man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I make sure I grab some Heinies. Drink heavily, my friends.
Hi, I'm Goofy Bone, and I have AT&T U-verse.
And I'm Kevin A. Kierstead, and I have cable.
AT&T U-verse is available nationwide.
With cable, you're stuck with whoever's in your area, like people who are stuck with my stupid books that don't make sense.
Did you know that you could record 4 shows and watch the 5th one with no problem?
I'm still trying to write my 5th book that no one's gonna buy.
Don't be like this, loser.
Break up with cable. Choose UVerse TV from $19 a month for 2 years.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, Columbus, we can't turn back without an order from you.
I'm not talking while the flavor lasts.
What are you chewing?
Peach nut gum? We could be in for a long voyage.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-441-6994. 1-800-441-6994. 1-800-441-6994.
Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay. Brisk, B-R-I-S-K, Brisk.
When you are late and in a rush to clean your teeth, do you really brush or do you just brush in a rush? Brisk helps protect you from decay, starts instant action right away. Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
You should brush your teeth thoroughly, but when you have to, brush in a rush. Brisk fluoride toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay. Helps strengthen tooth enamel on contact. Instantly destroys most bacteria that cause mouth odor and decay.
Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
When you say that, you said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say that, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say what, you said the word that means a lot to do it all. When you say what, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say what, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say what, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is no other one. There's only something less. Because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program,
186 Point Deuce.
Already in progress.
Are we back? Shit, I almost fell asleep right now.
Yeah, I had to unmute my phone, sorry. Yeah, we're back. you're back.
Okay.
All right. I hope we get this whole Skype thing resolved soon. This phone calling shit sucks.
Yeah, I hope so too. Don't worry, we're going to end the show in just a bit. But before we do, I wanted to talk about this mystery that had happened in fucking Texas.
Mystery?
Yeah, somehow, some way, some lady got pulled over. She ended up in jail. And then she ended up dead.
Oh, that mystery, quote unquote. Have you seen that woman's rap sheet, Goofy? That she was running from? I think Carrie was going to catch up with her.
I don't even want to hear you fucking downgrade this one. First off, it was a traffic ticket. The stupid cop should have just wrote the ticket and let her go on her merry way. But no. She had to get thrown to the ground, beat up. And God knows what. But it just pisses me off that the way that CNN and all these other stupid news outlets, how they can't even fucking say that this is wrong. They have to act like that this is fucking okay. It's justified. It's not justified. And I'm sorry to say that this woman, I would have fucked it. Yeah. But it's just so fucking weird how society thinks that it's okay that cops kill innocent people. We're innocent until proven guilty, right? But no, it's guilty till proven innocent nowadays. And I just think that that's a crock of shit. And this cop that's gonna get it fucking, this cop should do a lot of time. This woman did not deserve to die. And that's all I gotta say about that.
Oh, did you mute me? Why'd you mute me?
No, I didn't mute you. I wasn't paying attention.
I think you're lying, Goofy. I think you're lying again.
Damn, you're...
But fucking, anyway.
You're coming fucking with some echoing.
Well, it's because I put it on speakerphone. Some asshole beaner muted me because... Can't handle the truth that this woman was a scumbag and she got what was coming to her.
Well, we all have an opinion.
Yeah. She had a mile long rap sheet of unpaid fines and warrants. I think she knew that was going to catch up with her, so she hung herself. It's not like the cops hung her. Yeah, what do you expect? What were they supposed to do about it? Save her life or some shit?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you guys know, but check your Ashley Madison accounts.
How'd that work out for you, Goofy? How'd that work out for you?
I got caught.
I know you did.
And they all know.
Yep, Karen knows. Karen knows, and that green-eyed bitch knows, and Everyone there.
Don't be calling her no bitch, man.
Well, for all I know, she's a trap, all right? I saw you show a picture of the trap on your fucking, your Periscope earlier. You're like, oh, look at this trap bitch. Look at her.
No, that was Nikki. I love Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I love
her. Right. Right, Goofy.
Anyways.
So, all these underage Periscope children and fucking...
Man, shut your fucking mouth.
Fat women on Periscope with their Photoshop Twitter images. Their MySpace fat girl side shots.
Whatever. You're just hating.
I'm not hating. What's the hate about Periscope? I mean, you're on there hanging out with your best friend, your good friend Bradman TV, and Barco.
Now, you know what? He was hanging out with Lisa Loeb. Now I really hate him. For real.
You've been hanging out with Barco and fucking Bradman TV and who's some of those other people on there?
Fuck Barco. I really want to fuck. If Barco really goes to fucking Las Vegas, I'm going to sucker punch that motherfucker. And I'm going to knock that motherfucker out. Seriously.
I hear they're all taking a trip to Las Vegas soon, Goofy. And, you know, good opportunity for you to show up and just wreck all of them.
Well, apparently Debbie's going to be there, and I'll fucking sucker punch that fucking bitch, too.
Oh jeez! Well, don't break your hand on her horse face.
I'll go to jail for that. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, Goofy, no! Don't break your hand on her horse face.
It's only an assault charge. I'll only do no less than a year.
Probably less than that. I mean, probably just a fine and, you know, a couple thousand hours of community service. But since you're from out of state, I mean, they're most likely just gonna fine you and like be like 30 days or some shit.
I'm still upset about my Ashley Madison account. I mean, I had a lot of bitches on there, and they fucking told all of them that I'm a whore.
Boy, that's not exactly, you know, fuck you.
Oh, fuck my life. I'm sorry. I'm just over here all fucking blown to the gizzards. My homeboy had some good weed. I sent you a picture of Mechazal. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Great ass fucking weed, man. It's fucking pretty that good. Shit fucking. That hit me fucking right side like fuck.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to get anything today. I thought my day was over for that happening. But dude came through at like 9:30. At night, and I was like, oh, yeah, all right, I'll meet you up there at 9:30 at night at the spot. Up at the meet up spot, Goofy. What?
Hey, hey, Matt, try this. Where are you?
What?
Try this. Try that.
Hmm. Something about Zingaya wants to use my microphone. I don't know about this shit, Goofy.
Lady Gaga wants to use your microphone?
Zingaya. Here.
What?
We'll see if it works. Hold on. Probably gonna give me computer raids. Good thing I don't really care about that computer. Alright, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What happened?
Well, you hear me on my phone, but I mean, the other shit doesn't work. Probably just gave me.
There you are! Did it work?
Yeah, except I can't hear the broadcast.
What do you mean? You can't hear me? you can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. It's playing the broadcast through my speakers instead of my fucking headset. Hold on, I'll see if I can change it.
Okay, I guess. Fucking shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll try to change it on my mixer and see what happens.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that was going to... It said to try this, so I tried it.
Hold on.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're having some technical difficulties, you know.
Okay. All right. I got it in my headphones now. All right.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. All right. Yeah. All right. It's like I have a mute button even. Yeah, mute button. How does my mic sound? Do I need to turn it up or anything?
Yeah, just turn it up just a tad. You sound great, though.
All right, how about now?
Sounds great.
All right. Stop fucking around. Yeah, Mike Mazza is a cuckold. Fucking Mike Mazza on Ashley
What's
Madison.
What's a cuckold?
That's a dude that lets his wife go out and have all kinds of sex, and he doesn't get any. He just gets to hear about it from her.
Oh, that's terrible.
Had sex. And or sometimes, some other things happen, like... Yeah, he jacks off in the corner while people fuck his woman, as Goose says. I mean, I'm not an expert on cuckolding or anything. I just, I've seen what I guess Urban Dictionary has to say about it, and that's pretty much the description I gave you.
Jacks off in the corner while white people fuck his Jesus. That sounds terrible.
Well, not necessarily white people. I think he meant that for you. You jack off in the corner while white people fuck your hoe. He's saying your
hoe. Well, I haven't touched myself since junior high. What are we talking about?
Well, he said Mike Mazza.
Oh, I thought you said me right now.
Oh, well, yeah, same thing. Anyway, Goofy, I'm not an expert on the subject. Not an expert.
Well, I don't know if you noticed this, but I just got an exclusive. The Snowbird Bandit is a former Los Angeles police detective. I don't know if anyone heard of the Snowbird Bandit. I've never heard of the Snowbird Bandit.
That must not be that popular.
Jesus Christ.
Well, what are the
Snowbird? Look at this one.
What did he do?
He apparently he's a robber.
Uh-huh.
And,
he's just old.
People.
He's old. That's why they, So since he's old, they called him the Snowbird Panda? What the fuck? Snowbird Bandit?
No, Snowbird Bandit, not Panda.
But still, I mean, why?
He's a retired detective. Why would you know you're going to get caught?
Yeah, no shit. That's
why are you even doing this? At the age of 70?
I guess he was like, fuck it, I don't have anything to lose. I'm old as fuck.
That goes to show how stupid fucks are. This guy retired in 1988.
Jesus, that's a long time ago. Probably running out of money.
Well, what is that? That's almost, 20-something years ago? Fuck. And he ran out of his pension, so he had to go rob banks? You don't even get that much money when you rob banks. Note to self, people, if you're going to rob a bank, you're not going to get no more than fucking $300 to fucking $1,000.
That was 27 years, Scooby, not just 27, almost 30 years he's been retired.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, something about that math, so I had to check it out. I'm just letting you know. You were like, oh, it was 20 years. I was like, 20 years? Yeah, maybe if this was 2008.
I said 20-something years ago.
You said almost 20 years. It's almost 20 years. Anyway. Yeah, he's old. He's old as fuck, robbing banks, and he's a retired fucking detective. Should have known better. Although in the 80s, I mean, detective work didn't have all the DNA and good cameras and shit. Maybe he just figured, you know, shit didn't evolve.
Hey, man, did you hear about a Planned Parenthood doctor that was haggling over prices of fetus body parts?
She saw a video talking about selling parts of fucking unborn babies. What a fucking piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
If there's a hell, she's definitely going to be there. You know?
Who do you
she's going to have her own special
ward.
Stem cells, first of all, for babies are like the best stem cells there are. But I mean, like, you know, there's little organs and shit. Like, there's kids out there that need organs too. But I mean, you know, to harvest them for fucking kids, it's pretty sick. Unborn fetuses that you sucked out with a vacuum tube.
Silence. Well, it's like, what do you do with it? I mean, do you play with it? Doesn't it look like a fucking rotten fruit?
I don't want
all
to.
All sucked up?
I've never had the desire to know.
Well, no, I've never been in the fucking shit. That's why I wear rubber. I've never been in no doctor's office where I had to fucking see a vacuum up a bitch's fucking snatch.
That's right. You know who has been there?
Saying.
You know who has been there? Fatty mixed up girl.
Huh?
Yeah, she's fat. She's been there. That it sucked out before.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, anyways. Yeah. To make the moral fucking of the story is that to all you young players and playerettes out there, don't fucking get pregnant. Live your life first. And when you're ready to fucking have kids, then you go have kids. But they cost a lot of money, so remember that in the long run. If you don't like to share, don't have children.
I hate kids.
That's all I gotta say.
The only kids I like...
But anyways...
When other people, you know, they have kids and they bring them over to your house, you know, like your friends bring them over to your house, you know, the kids are there for a little while and then they go home. That's the best part. When they get home.
No, I don't mind watching, you know, my nieces and nephews, but... Yeah, I just... There's some times where I go to the mall and I see fucking parents have their kids screaming their heads off, throwing the temper tantrums, and fucking, they're just staring at them saying, are you done? Are you done? It's like, grab your fucking shoe, spank the motherfucker in the ass, and make him shut the fuck up. I'm trying to enjoy my day at the mall. Seriously.
I think what you're talking about is reasoning, Goofy. They try to reason with them like they're an adult and they're like 5 years old. Like, are you done?
One thing.
You done so
we
can go
home now? One thing I hate is the parents that say, I'll buy you, you know, some toys if you behave. It's like, how the fuck can you call yourself a parent? You're a parent, you're in charge.
Well, yeah, all I know is my parents weren't having none of that shit. They would have taken us out to the fucking car, beat the shit out of us, whatever it took. Yeah.
I'll tell you right.
You want to go to the car?
Right now.
You knew what that meant. Everyone knew what that meant. You'd be good. Or you go, we're going to the car. There's only one reason to go to a car after you've gone inside a store and nobody bought anything. it isn't for fun times.
You know, one time my mom yelled at me when I was a little kid and I was sitting in the back of the car and some guy was writing a check on his fucking on his steering wheel, And then he happens to glance over at me, and he, like, looks, he gives you that look like, what are you looking at, you little shit? So then he turns back, and he's writing his check, and then he looks back at me again. So I flip him off. Then when my mom comes, he goes, you know what, your son flipped me off. And like, before I got time to tell my mom that this motherfucking creepy cocksucker kept staring at me all fucking, oh man, I got fucking beaten in the backseat of the goddamn car. Mom took her fucking chancla off and beat the shit out of me. But no, that don't happen nowadays.
Well, they call the cops on you.
You want to cry? I'll buy you toys if you stop crying. Okay? Just stop crying right now. You're embarrassing mommy. You know, it's like, what the fuck kind of shit is that? Put some law and order in these motherfucking kids. We're losing the future here. Seriously.
Yeah, people are scared, you know, because the kids have the power these days. All they do is make that phone call, and suddenly the cops are there calling you.
Yeah, well, let them spend their time in a fucking orphanage.
Yeah, fuck those kids.
That bad. One of my bitches I fucked, she has her kid. He's like 13 years old. He always says that. Because I guess the dad ran out on him, and he always says, that's why dad left, because you're a loser. And it's like, I'm there. And I want to
slap the shit out of him.
No, she don't do shit. I want to get the fuck up, and I want to backhand this little fucking punk. He is like a fucking, he's like a rockabilly. And he thinks he's fucking cool and fucking some greaser motherfucker. I just want to kick him in the fucking face. And the way he talks to his mom, and then she sits there and cries, and sometimes I can't even fuck this bitch without her not being in the mood. And I keep telling her, you're the parent. Go fucking slap this little fucking shit. If you don't like it, throw him out on the street. He'll survive, I tell you. He's like 13 years old.
Ah, that's a little early to be thrown in the street.
Beckazawa, I was thrown in the street at 16.
Yeah,
3 years,
16,
he'll survive.
16's good. 13's,
shit,
he's a little
wide at 13. But, oh, man, sometimes when I'm there, I want to get up and fucking backhand this little fucking punk.
Your story about flicking off that guy and getting in trouble with it reminded me of my mom used to have the station wagon, you know, the station wagon with the seats all the way in the back. The kids would always ride in. We would flick off fucking truckers, fucking driving down the road. My mom would be like, sit down!
The things our parents did to us. And you know what? We don't throw it in their face like people say when you beat your child, they throw it in your face. They did it to put us in check. And a lot of people always forget that part of the fucking equation. The reason why we got hit was to put us in check, that we don't do that shit anymore. And I've learned gang of times. But some of these kids nowadays, it's like, fuck. I thank God I don't have any children. I thank God I'm not married to some fucking dumb bitch that is fucking gonna be stupid and let my kid fucking cry in the middle of a mall. Imagine if fucking, like, my coworker was on a lunch break and seeing my wife with my kid and he starts screaming his head off. Oh, goofy little Billy was going off at the mall today. What? And that bitch didn't do anything? Oh my God, I would raise hell. I would be that old man in the movie theater shooting at my wife. I'd take her to the movies like, hey, let's go see a movie. And I'll fucking just take the shotgun and put it in her mouth and blow her head off. But anyways. I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot of stupid people out there. There's a fake doctor charged. He charged women with breast cancer. He told them they had breast cancer, and this is the way to get rid of it. He told them stupid little remedies. First off, these bitches didn't even have cancer.
I heard about it. Wasn't he just like feeling them up and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, I got to check to make sure it's okay. Just like feeling them up.
But the stupid thing is like, you know your body. You know if something's wrong in your body, you'll feel it. And these bitches, they right away, whatever this fucker said, yeah. That's what he told me. And I have to do remedies and all this other stuff. And go ahead and fill me up. It's okay. Like, fuck, you're getting felt up, you dumb fuck. Don't you notice? What goes to show how stupid this country has become? These people. Well, anyways. I think we're going to end the show, Mech. I think we're pretty much done. We're going to try to figure out the Skype problem tomorrow. Tomorrow's Baller Friday. We got to have a good show tomorrow.
It's Baller Friday.
Hell yeah. Anyways, we're not going to do one last thing. We're just going to end it. But, I don't know if I'll periscope out. Nah, fuck it. Yeah, I'm pretty much
poor goofy.
I know. I just
on that shit all the time. Man.
They fucking love me, man. I'm serious.
One of them was like, "What? What's Goofy's first name?"
They all know my first name.
Yeah, it's Mike, and he sells my.
That's not my name, man. Stop telling lies. But anyways,
you want to get in a new 2015 Miata, hit Mike up at Mike's Mazda's.
He sells them on Sunday. What else was I going to say? Yeah, we're going to get out of here.
Well, fuck, speaking of the Mazda Miata, goofy though, before we get out of here.
My eyes are fucking swollen shut.
Yeah. Don't be gay. Anyway. What?
Nobody
did
cares.
You hear the first Mazda Miata, the very first one, the new one, is already brand new.
Nobody gives a shit about stupid Mazda Miatas or dumb fuckers named Mike. You get us out of here, Chewbacca. I don't want to hear this fucking dumb shit anymore. Some fucking dumb. My eyes are swollen shut.
1AD6.2 is brought to you in part by.
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MonCorp, a large multi-billion dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear! Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green, a green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. We didn't need it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from... Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we have accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
This tape will self-destruct
in 5 seconds.